Today, we have the third in our series from Cranleigh Citizens Advice, and we're going to talk to Ruth about universal credit. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Linda.
It's good to hear from you. So, we've heard a lot about universal credit in the news and things and in the press. Can you tell us what it is?
Universal credit is a benefit that was introduced a few years ago, designed to simplify the benefit system and enable working-age claimants to be better off in work than simply claiming benefits. It replaces six old, or what we call legacy benefits. That's housing benefit, income support, income-based job seekers allowance, income-related employment support allowance, working tax credit, and child tax credit. So usually, you wouldn't be able to receive any of those benefits as well as universal credit.
Some of those were means tested, weren't they? Is universal credit means tested?
Yeah, universal credit is means tested, which means that you can only claim if your income is below a certain level and you don't have more than £16,000 in savings.
Okay, so let's imagine that we can claim it. How do you claim universal credit?
Well, it was designed to be a purely digital benefit. So most claims are made and managed online. If you can use Facebook and shop online, it's easy to make a claim just using your phone or tablet or computer. But if you don't have access to the internet, or you would struggle to access your online journal easily, you can make a claim over the phone, and the Citizens Advice would help you with that if you need some support. We also have a dedicated phone line to help people with anything to do with their claim up to their first payment. And that telephone number is 0800 144 8000.
Okay, so my ears pricked up at one thing that you said then. What on earth is an online journal?
That's a good question. We get very used to the jargon. The journal is accessed through your Universal Credit online account, and you use it to communicate with your work coach. And that's the person at the job centre who looks after your claim. It's really important to check your journal a couple of times a week, because there might be things on there that your coach asks you to do, and you need to make sure that you do those things in order to maintain your claim.
Oh, wow. So you really have to be on the ball with that, with your coach and with the online journal. It's really key.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, you've said that universal credit replaces some other benefits. If you claim universal credit, do all your other benefits stop?
Yeah, you do need to be aware that when you click submit on your digital claim, this will automatically stop the award of any of the benefits that we've mentioned, including your tax credit. So there is a short overlap of payments, but the claim for that existing benefit will end. Even if you're then found not to be entitled to universal credit. So please do come and check with us if you're not sure, and especially if you're receiving tax credits.
Wow, yes, you need to hold back on that clicky finger, don't you? Make sure you've got it all right. Last week, Michael explained that personal independence payment, PIP, was still available with universal credit. Can you confirm that for our listeners, Ruth?
Yeah, if you receive any benefits I didn't mention, like PIP or maybe carer's allowance, these will continue alongside the universal credit payment. If you do receive any disability benefits, please do come to us for advice before you claim universal credit, because some people really are much worse off on UC and shouldn't claim it. We always check for you whether you'd be better off on universal credit or sticking with your current benefits.
Right, so Can you choose to stay with your current benefits if you've been doing them for quite a long time?
At the moment, many people can choose to stick with their current benefits, although the idea is that eventually all the claimants of means-tested benefits will move on to universal credit eventually.
Yeah.
However, there are some changes of circumstance which will mean that you have to move from your old benefits onto universal credit. Things like if you move from one local authority to another, that will end your housing benefit claim and you'll need to claim UC. Or if you separate from or move in with a partner, that will mean that your tax credits award will stop. Again, you'll need the universal credit.
Yeah. Would you suggest then that people come and have a word with you if their life situation changes, just to check what they need to do?
Definitely. We're definitely the place to come. With any life changes, we can certainly have a look at the ways to help you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I'm just going to say again to everybody listening, you know, all of this is free. You do not have to pay for it. It's fantastic support. So the disadvantages of universal credit have been well publicised. What are they in your view from your experience, Ruth?
Well, I think the main one is the wait. Mm. So once you've applied for, once you've submitted your universal credit application, there's a 5-week wait before you get your first payment. And that can leave people with nothing at all to live on. So you can get an advance payment tied you over this period. This is a loan, and it must be paid back from your universal credit award over a period of no longer than 12 months. So you'll get some taken off your award each month for a year, and that will reduce what you get in the first year.
Yeah, well, it's a bit hard, but do manage, and people can come to you for advice in that situation, can't they?
Yes, they can, of course. Yeah. There are a couple of other things about UC which some people find difficult. The first one is the basic monthly allowance.
Uh-huh.
Although it's been increased during the coronavirus pandemic to £409.89 a month, or 594 as a fourpence for a couple, it is less if you're under 25. And at the moment, the government is still saying that they will reduce that amount for everyone by up to £20 a week from April.
Nice.
And the other difference, which is difficult for some people, is the where housing benefit was usually paid directly to the landlord, the housing element of universal credit is usually paid to the claimant, who then needs to pay their rent to the landlord.
Right. So people have got to be really careful about balancing their books and budgeting. Does Citizens Advice have advice on budgeting as well for people who really need to make that money go as far as possible?
Yeah, we can always talk to you about how to look after your money and how to maximise your income as well. So do come and see us if you're struggling.
That sounds really good. So in fact, they're going in April, that is planned that they lose £80 a month out of 409 or 594 for a couple.
Yeah, because that increase was just added on at the beginning of this year because of the pandemic and they're still saying at the moment that they will take it away. We are campaigning for them not to.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens going forward. Maybe like you, we'll probably hope they don't. So those were the disadvantages, but it's new, it's here. There's got to be some advantages. Taken overall, Ruth, what would you say are the advantages of universal credit?
So for many people, universal credit worked really well. One of the things is you can claim back up to 85% of your childcare costs up to a maximum amount if you're using an Ofsted registered childminder. And there's also a housing element, which will help you with your rent. If you have children, there's extra money. And if you're disabled or a carer, you might get a bit more as well. But the real positive is that you always get the right payment, even if you earn a bit more or a bit less than usual in 1 month. Because information from HMRC, which is the tax office, is pushed through the system in real time. You also don't lose out if you work more, because for every pound you earn, your universal credit payment is only reduced by 63 pence.
So that's the part that is the incentive to make work pay more than being just on benefits, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's comprehensive. It sounds to me a little bit scary, but I'm sure people, as you say, people do get used to it, and once you've got sorted out your, so going forward, sort of all the time, would you have to do the journal, not just at the beginning?
The journal is the way that you maintain contact with the work coach, and depending on what they call the claimant commitment, which is what you agree to when you first sign up. So you commit to a certain amount of work search, which is always less if you have children or if you're disabled. But you always have to stay in touch with your work coach. But that will drop off over time, especially if you can show on an ongoing basis that you are looking for work.
Yeah. Okay, understood. Yes, that's so it's there as a support and it's there to keep in touch. I can understand that. That seems a good idea. Okay, then. So I'm going to wrap up and call out to anyone, if you lose your job in the next few weeks and months, and try hard not to worry too much. Look online to see what's available. You could go, first of all, to the CA website in Cranley. That's waverleycab.org.uk. And then if you feel you need proper face-to-face discussion, then get in touch with Citizens Advice in Cranley. All the details will be on the Destination Cranley website. And Ruth, is there a telephone number that they can call?
I was just about to say, Linda, don't forget that we have a new free phone advice line number, and that number is 0808 2787 980.
Thank you very much. We'll make sure that goes on the website as well, Ruth. Well, there you are, folks. No need to be in the dark. We've got Citizens Advice. Ruth, thank you for coming on today, and thank you for everything that Citizens Advice is doing to help us locally.